Time for Friday Restaurant News and Reviews. Joining us, the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya. Sam, good morning. I want to talk to you about the upcoming Chicago Gourmet, a great event here, and also Taste of Chicago moving to a new date next year. But first, Portillo's in the news this morning saying traffic is slowing. They're making some changes. They're slowing their store openings, ending their breakfast experiment. Is this a trend we're seeing with operations like Portillo's?
Well, good morning, Bob, and thanks for having me. Yes, you know, since 2020, product cost has gone up 35%, labor cost has gone up 35%, and fixed cost has gone up 18%. The only two things you can do is pass that cost on to your customers. And every time you raise your prices, you lose some customers. And that's what we're seeing. You know, it's tough out here for restaurant owner operators. I always say before the pandemic, it used to be a business of nickels and dimes. Now it's a business of pennies and nickels. So back to Portillo's. You know, I think they did a big expansion. They went into Texas. I think they maybe overexpanded in Texas. They put on a breakfast menu. They were expanding. When you try to bring in your costs, you got to shrink your menu. So I think that's why they're shrinking the breakfast menu. When they went into Florida and Arizona, you had more people from Chicago in those markets. They understood what Chicago beef sandwich was. They understood what a Chicago hot dog was. In Texas, I'm not sure they did.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, like I said, I think they overexpanded. And, you know, you also see, like, McDonald's bringing back the value meals. It is tough out here for consumers, especially the middle class and working class, and that's why Portillo's and obviously McDonald's are trying to figure this out. And when you take too many pennies away, you start closing stores.
And then on the other side of the coin here, we have a couple of restaurants successful, celebrating 20 years in the business. Happy anniversary to our friends at Carnival and Billy Maravitz, and also in Northbrook there, De Pesquera, also marking their 20th. And what's the secret to success, Sam?
Well, obviously, you know, like you said, Billy Maravitz, good friend. He's been running Carnival, been over there. He's reinvented it, right? They bring events there. They got entertainment there. So people are going there for, you know, to book private events. You got to reimagine yourself. And that's what both these places have done, you know, because you're only as good, you know, people come in for the food, but they come back for the service. So both these places know to have great service and keep, you know, evolving with their menu and obviously keeping the prices where, you know, it's affordable. But these two places are a lot different than a Portillo's, right? Because these are kind of like destination places where a Portillo's or a McDonald's is kind of like, oh, I'm hungry, let me go there. You know what I mean? So when you're going to a Carnival, you know it. It's an experience. When you're going to some of these quick service restaurants, it's like, okay, I got money in my pocket, let me pull over and buy a beef sandwich or a hot dog. And when you're watching your pennies, you might not pull over as much as you used to, but you're still going to go out to your events. There comes Carnival.
Happy 20th anniversary, Carnival, and also there in the city and in Northbrook, it's De Pesquera celebrating 20.
Yeah, that's 20 years is big. They both deserve a big pat on the back.
What's the average lifespan of a restaurant, Sam?
7 years.
Seven, wow.
Yeah.
That brings us to Taste of Chicago moving back to July next year. This is probably a good move, isn't it? What do you think?
I do think it's a good move. You know, this year Taste was very good. It was up from the previous year. We had over 43 food booths and 15 food trucks. Some great entertainment. The city Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events did a great job. So I think going back to July, you know, we had an increase this year. I think we'll have an increase next year as well. It's just a part of Chicago, right? Taste of Chicago is the granddaddy of food festivals, and we do it every year here in Chicago, and we're going back to our original days, nice and warm in July.
Yeah, and Chicago Gourmet, that's kind of the upgraded version of Taste, an annual event. Some people still don't know about this. We make the mistake here every year of talking about it the weekend it's going on, too late for people to get in on it because tickets go fast. But tell us about Chicago Gourmet. It starts Thursday, September 25th. It runs to Sunday, the 26th at the Harris Theater rooftop. Tickets on sale now at chicagogourmet.org. This is a great event, isn't it?
Yeah, Chicago Gourmet is one of the nation's premier culinary festivals, spotlighting Chicago's world-class dining community. You know, and all the proceeds benefit our Illinois Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. As you mentioned, it's from September 25th to the 28th at the Harris Rooftop. And our theme this year is Step Up to the Plate. We've been doing this since 2008. And we have some great chefs that participate, like Rick Bayless, Joe Flam, Marcus Carlebal, Tony Priola, Sarah Grutenberg, Stephanie Iser, Jeff Morrow, to name a few. And it's just a great event where you can get tastings from these great chefs we have here in Chicago. And then our, you know, our presenting sponsor, Southern Glazer Wines and Spirits, have wines and spirits that you can taste as well. It's just a great food and wine show. And like I said, we have some great chefs participating. And we do other things throughout the course of this week, that week too. We have tacos and tequila on September 25th. And then Hamburger Hop, which is September 26th, 6 to 9 p.m. And we still have tickets for that. And that's this year, because I told you it's about sports this year, so it's the North Side versus the South Side Burger Showdown hosted by Joe Flam and Sarah Grutenberg. That's going to be a real fun night. Burgers and beers.
Those tickets will sell out fast, so go to chicagogourmet.org. It's a great food fest in Millennium Park, Chicago Gourmet. Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, always good to catch up with you. Thank you, Sam.
Likewise. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
You as well. The North Side gets a lot of restaurant love, so this week we pay attention to what's going on the far south side, a free food truck festival tomorrow. And with us to talk about it, the host of the Barguments podcast, you hear him with John Landecker doing the food fight, Dan Levy. Dan, good morning. This is going to be some good food on the south side, isn't it?
Top of the morning to you, Bob. Not only is it going to be good, but the favorite words in all of the food industry. It's free. It's a free food truck festival. It's amazing.
Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m., 115th Street, 821 West 115th Street. What are some of the highlights you can tell us about, Dan?
Well, they got What a Jerk, which is a great jerk restaurant food truck that they do. It's deep-fried jerk wings, jerk nachos, jerk bowls. Apparently, they're nice guys, though, so that's going to be a pretty good one. They got Taco 606, which is just your classic street tacos. Mrs. Tittle's Cupcakes, that is. 10 flavors, including salted caramel, banana pudding, lemon, pineapple, coconut, even a vegan turtle, and much more of that. And also, Bob, I know your favorite, the Rainbow Cone.
Oh, yeah. It's they're opening up on Michigan Avenue soon.
Yes, they're building that one. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
And then also a favorite, a fan favorite, a cult favorite from Chicago, Harold's Chicken 55, which is going to be Chicago's fried chicken favorites, which is always an entertaining one. I'm always a big Harold's guy. So if I see Harold's at a food truck stop, I'm stopping.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they're trying to encourage investment in this historically overlooked neighborhood of West Pullman, aren't they?
Yeah, because, you know, things are getting expensive and things are, you know, prices are raising and they're trying to show that this is an area worth investing in. So it's kind of one of those things where the far south side community, the CDC, they're picking up the all the money and all the they're paying all the proceeds for this one. And all you got to do if you want to go, it's free admission, free food. You just got to register at farsouthcdc.org/festivals, and you could be eating free at the food trucks. It's an amazing time. There's entertainment, there's music, and it's going to be a lot of good times over there. So if you're on the far south side, want to do something free with your family and your kids, the food Truck Festival. Get some jerk chicken wings, some Harold's, and a rainbow cone. Why not?
And again, 1 to 5 Saturday, tomorrow afternoon, 821 West 115th. Give that web address again, can you, Dan?
Yeah, of course. FarSouthCDC.org/festivals.
So if we turn you loose there and tell you you've got 30 minutes, that's all, and you start running around to all the food trucks, what would you hit 1 and 2?
Harold's Chicken, I would probably hit in those cupcakes, and I would be driving off in the rainbow cone trucks. Great home.
Dan Levy, he does the Barguments podcast, where they argue about everything, and then with John Records Landecker, the food fight. You still doing that Monday nights, Dan?
Oh, yeah. This one doesn't stop. Monday Night Football or nothing. Even Hamp and OB were listening to us this week, so it was a fun one.
Everybody listens to you guys. Thanks.
You got to get involved. You got to get involved.
Happy weekend eating, Dan.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Talk to you again soon.